Quality proteins aren't just for special occasions. With Omaha Steaks, you get mouth-watering proteins delivered right to your door, individually packaged and portioned, so a great dinner is just minutes away. From Taco Tuesday to a weekend feast, taste the Omaha Steaks difference. Start getting flavorful proteins delivered today. Visit omahasteaks.com and get $35 off with promo code AUDIO at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, code AUDIO. Terms apply. See site for details.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
And I'd say the old, what drops do they use for the leave insert?
Oh, the rescue remedy.
The rescue remedy, I say, is flat out this morning now.
Yeah, we are wishing the very best of luck to everybody who's sitting their leave insert and their junior cert exams today.
Kicking off at 9:30 this morning. Leaving cert, it's English paper 1 in the morning. It's home ec in the afternoon. And junior cert's English in the morning as well. And it's religious education in the afternoon.
Gosh, a lot of writing in them.
Yeah, there is, isn't there? Mm. I think back in my day, I think home ec used to be like not so far like up the front. I don't think it was on the first day. I think it was like way down.
I'm pretty sure I did English and home ec in the same day.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, and then English paper 2. I was the year, it was 2009, that someone in Louth opened up the wrong paper or they gave out the wrong paper. So we all found out what was going to be on the second English exam.
Yeah.
So we had to go back in on a Saturday and sit it. And then I had kind of I'd hoped to cram for business and Irish on that Saturday. So I just...
Oh, they stole
I
your
felt
time.
Very off kilter now that. But we're wishing the very best of luck if you're sitting your exams today. Get plenty of sleep and a bit of rescue remedy and
you'll
you will get through it.
Absolutely grand. Yeah, I was the kind of person that would sit there being like, I think that was like an earliest time you could leave. They'd keep you in the exam, you know, you couldn't... I think you had to stay for like an hour or 2 hours or whatever it was. It was a minimum time you had to sit there. And then I was like, can I go now, please? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I also loved the word invigilator, the person who stood at the top of the room.
Oh, I never heard the, I've never heard the word
invigilator before. That's the person who stands at the top of the room watching everyone to make sure they're not cheating.
Oh, this is it.
Yeah, best of luck.
The leave insert's running until Tuesday, the 23rd of June. Just depends on your subjects.
Yeah, fingers crossed the leave insert weather comes back before the 23rd
of
June.
Yeah, there's one or two subjects that are at the very end and you're like, come on.
Yeah, you're waiting for like your Latin or whatever.
This is it. The very best of luck to you if you're sitting those exams today. Come here, I couldn't get over this. Lulu and Take That have reunited.
Stop it.
Yeah, there was a special performance last night. So Lulu was doing a concert. She's now 77. I can't get over it. She's doing a one-off show to celebrate her career. So she's at the Royal Albert Hall in London. And she brought out Gary Barlow and Robbie Williams to sing Relight My Fire. Robbie. Luna
she's
sounds great.
Some woman. She knows she doesn't. Is it she doesn't get up or she doesn't speak until is it 2 p.m.? She has some rule where she's like.
Oh, she's protecting her vocal cords.
She stays in bed or she doesn't use her voice until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, that's why her voice sounds so good at 77. So this is the first time that Gary and Robbie have performed together in nearly 10 years. Gary came out later and did A Million Love Songs.
Oh, tune.
And then Robbie and Lulu performed Angels.
Oh my God, what a night.
And it was a bit of a who's who, Brendan. I mean, Graham Norton was introduced in the show.
Fab.
Then Delta Goodrum was there.
Wow.
Fresh from her performance at Eurovision. Yeah, she was very good at Eurovision.
Yeah.
Boy George was also there singing Karma Chameleon with Lulu.
Sorry, that's incredible.
So I don't know when they're going to show this. I'd imagine this is a bit of an audience with kind of ITV
sounds
vibe.
Like it.
But I didn't expect to see Gary and Robbie back on stage.
That's good. Maybe we'll
together.
See more of that very soon. Circus tour coming to the Aviva later on
yes.
this summer. Who knows what might happen?
Maybe Robbie make a little cameo.
Fingers crossed.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Don't blame, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Good morning to Matthew in Clontarf, who says, my little win is I got a new Hoover over the weekend and it's much better than my old one. The carpet looks great.
Sorry, I love those kind of things. Being an adult, you like that genuinely brings me joy.
Yeah, I had a handheld Hoover, a cordless vacuum for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And then I ended up getting a Henry when I bought me house.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with the Henry.
There's no looking back.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Here's Noah.
Hi, Rebecca and Brendan. I love I'm going to a K-pop show today.
Oh.
Yay. I'm going to Hollywood today. Bye.
Noah, off to a K-pop show and then going on holidays as well.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
Noah, thank you for listening and sending your voice note. Here's Donna.
Good morning. My little win is that I was away doing the Camino for the week and I arrived home and my house had had a deep clean. So everything was fresh and clean and fresh bedding. So I go off to work today happy. Good morning, 98.
Donna, I love that. I wasn't sure if you were standing beside the sea, if that was the sound of waves in the background.
So lovely to come home to a clean house.
Clean house, dream.
Sometimes I change my bed sheets before I go. So when you come back, it's a nice little treat.
Dive right in. Here's Mark.
My little win is I'm off work tomorrow and I'm heading away for the weekend.
Lovely stuff, Mark.
Fab.
Hi, my name is Zoe and my little win is that today I'm going on my school trip. To Clara Lara, and I'll have lots of fun.
Oh, Zoe.
Clara Lara's going to be brilliant.
The best time.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Huge prizes.
A bit of chaos.
And sequins.
98 FM.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy, the game that promises lots of fun, glamour, and a little chaos, as Brendan mentions. If you've never heard Matchy Matchy before, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with either mine or Brendan's, you'll win all of these.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Needle.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden trimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
An egg chair.
Water blasters.
Oof. And hey guys, it's time to look and feel extra smooth because we're booking you in for a hot towel shave.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Gosh.
Guys, there are so many prizes.
Something for everyone.
There is really something for everyone. We're hoping that Denise in Coolock is about to win the lot. Denise, you're on 98 FM. How are you?
We're good. Good morning.
Denise, who do you have with you this morning?
We have Perry.
Perry. What age is Perry, Denise?
Perry is 10 and she's so excited to be on.
Oh.
We're so excited to have you on. How do you guys normally do when you play along with Matchy Matchy, Denise?
Perry does better than me now. She'd get three the odd time.
Oh.
Oh, and dream team this morning.
She's quicker than me as well.
Okay, good to hear, good to hear. What are the plans for the rest of the day, Denise?
We are going to drop Perry to school. She has sports week this week and then I am going to go to work.
Very good. And what's involved in sports week?
What's involved? Tag rugby, JA, then on Friday it's sports day.
Oh, will you be doing the egg and spoon race?
Probably on sports day,
yeah.
Sports day.
Yeah, and it's the sack race.
And there's three-legged race as well.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant, Perry. Have you guys discussed who you'd like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Perry has, yep.
Who are you going
Rebecca,
with this morning?
Please.
Oh, thank you, Perry.
Off to the soundproof booth. Let's try and get a win with Denise and Perry in Coolock this morning. Yeah, I used to love the egg and spoon race.
Your favour. You used to glue the egg down.
I did not glue the egg down, Denise. How dare you? Such accusations. Oh, the crack. Sports day is so fun. Okay, down to business. Your first word in Matchy Matchy is movie.
Night.
Night.
Movie night.
Okay. Your second word is crystal.
Clear?
Yeah, clear.
Crystal clear.
And your third word is Spanish.
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 Dancer?
Yeah.
Saying dancer. Okay, so we've got movie night, crystal clear, and Spanish dancer. Are we locking those in?
Yeah.
Approval from Perry. We are locking them in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How was that visit this Wednesday morning?
Oh, lovely. There was a slushy in there.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
What flavour was it?
Strawberry.
Oh, classic. Okay, let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Denise and Perry this morning. Your first word is movie.
Movie star.
Your second word is crystal.
Crystal. Crystal ball.
And your third word is Spanish.
Spanish. Couple of options. I don't know what to do for this. Spanish. I'm just going to say Spanish flag.
Have you got a matchy-matchy with Denise and Perry in Coolock this morning?
Guys,
not to be this morning, no matches, but all brilliant answers. The gals went movie night.
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
And Spanish dancer.
Oh, Spanish dancer is very good. I was thinking Spanish omelette. I thought that was a bit rude.
That would be a bit of me
love
now.
Spanish omelette.
Spanish omelette, delicious. Denise and Perry, thank you so much for playing and for listening. Sorry we didn't do it this morning, but we're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Brilliant, thanks very much.
Bye,
have
guys.
A great day,
good
gals.
Good luck with sports week.
Yeah, glue the egg down to the spoon now. Yep. Bye. We'll do it all again tomorrow. Would you have said movie star, crystal ball or Spanish flag?
Probably not Spanish
if
flag.
If you would. Yeah. Spanish omelette. Oh, delish.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. And this year, 98FM is the official radio station of Taste of Dublin, which is taking place from June 11th to 14th in Merrion Square. And this morning we're joined by Tom Murray, also known online as Bit of Bangin'. Tom is a Dublin chef and a content creator whose sandwich videos have been watched hundreds of millions of times online, and he's going to be at Taste of Dublin on Saturday. Tom, good morning, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
I believe this is your first ever radio interview.
First interview, full stop, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. You're used to being behind the camera making your amazing sandwich videos. When did it all start for you?
It was about 2 years ago, so I've had the page for a long time, and I initially started it to build a bit of a base for myself,
mm-hmm.
like customer base, because I started selling food and that kind of fizzled out in a way. So I started making videos. I was doing longer form stuff, trying to show people how to cook, and like minute and a half videos. No one seemed to care. No one did. And I figured no one's on Instagram to learn how to cook. You're there to be entertained. So I was like, I'll just give this a go. Started slapping sandwiches, and it annoyed people to the point that they started commenting. People enjoyed it so much they started commenting. The engagement went through the roof. So that was 2 years ago when I posted like the first sandwich video.
Wow.
I've just rinsed that format since.
Yeah, but like millions and millions of views. What's your best performing video that you've done?
It's an ad I did for KFC last year while I was in Paris. Flew home to do it, and it's got 114 million views on a 17 second video of a sandwich.
Gosh.
It's mental.
That is absolutely amazing though.
The ridiculousness of it is not lost on me at all. I know how mad and just stupid that is. It makes no sense.
But it's deadly. It just shows great. You. Like if you have a passion and you're good at it, stick with your niche and keep going. And come here, were you always into cooking?
Yeah. I mean, it was the thing that I was most consistently passionate about mm-hmm. throughout me trying loads of different avenues to whatever, make money or do whatever, like find a passion. I was always trying different things, but in the background, I was going home and I was making myself food and enjoying that more than the thing I had done the day.
Yeah.
It was always something I was into. I decided after I got fired from an office job that I would give it a crack and get into a kitchen. Went into Balfe's in the Westbury.
Yes.
And that's just a ridiculously fast-paced kitchen. They're doing a mental amount of covers in there every day. And it was a good place to learn.
Yeah.
It was very, very busy. So I learned quickly, kind of dealing with just massive numbers, not necessarily like very fine touch in terms of plating. But then from there, I went to culinary school in Paris. That was very much all that type of stuff, like tweezers and delicates and all that sort of stuff. Went from there to an internship in Paris, stayed there for about a year. Met so many people and had so many weird little side missions off the back of that. I went to New York to do a couple of pop-ups. I did a few pop-ups in Paris. And now, just after I left New York, I got a job in Kiki. So I just shot Eric Matthews a text and said, what's crack?
Wow. And how's everything going in Kiki's at the moment?
It's great. It's a mental kitchen.
Yeah, the food's fantastic.
It's really good. I went to eat there before I was working there. I was home from Paris for like just to see some friends, and we went there for dinner. And I'd been chatting to Eric on Instagram before that, so he looked after us.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed after. I had a couple of drinks and he like gave me a tour of the kitchen. I think he knew what he was doing, but it was phenomenal. And then it still is. There was one dish in particular that I had. It's like a mussel dish that we had. And I ate it and had no clue what it was. And I said to the lads there, I was like, I'll get a job here just to figure out this dish.
What's in this?
Just that. And then I'm good with everything else. But yeah, no, it's phenomenal. The level in that kitchen is mental. They're all so young. It's
yeah.
Crazy. Like this.
So impressive.
Aaron, he's 25. Junior Sue is 23.
Gosh.
It's mad.
And come here, you're also doing some work with Manny as well. So what's happening?
That is a sandwich shop that I'm incredibly excited about. So all my days off from Kiki's, I'm spending on this sandwich shop with Manny. It's called Morso, and it's where the old Manny was.
Yes.
So the old slice shop, we've kind of gutted it out and we're turning it into a proper, like, almost like a New York style sandwich deli.
Unreal.
Giant, ridiculously indulgent sandwiches. Like that, the type you'd see online and you'd be like, oh, I wish I could go and buy this somewhere.
And come here, talk to me about Taste of Dublin. So what's the plan? You're going to be doing, are you doing a demonstration?
I don't have much of a plan myself. I've never done Taste of Dublin. I've never done a live demo. I've never been to Taste of Dublin. And they texted me and like, obviously I want to jump at every opportunity.
Yeah.
So I said I'd go for it. And I mean, sandwiches are a fairly safe bet, so I will demo a sandwich.
Brilliant. Have you decided what sandwich you're going to do?
Yeah. It's called the Cubano. Have you ever seen the movie Chef?
No.
Oh, it's one sandwich from this movie that kind of like became synonymous with the movie.
Yeah.
The sandwich that I saw him make in the movie, I was like, I'd love to learn how to make that. And this movie has a kind of special place in my heart because I was like, this is the movie that kind of got me into cooking, liking food. So I've cooked this sandwich in pop-ups in Paris. I've cooked it in New York. I've cooked it for my first staff food in Kiki's. I made Cubanos. It's essentially pork that you're marinating overnight, like a pork shoulder, marinated overnight in loads of citrus, loads of herbs. It's just so fresh and refreshing. And then you cut it with loads of like American mustard, like that crappy American mustard.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's really good. There's fried ham in it. The pork is pulled overnight, slow cooked. There's pickles.
So the sandwich that you're going to be making at Taste of Dublin sounds amazing. When you're mooching around Taste of Dublin now, where are you most looking forward to eating yourself?
That's a great question. I know Marcus is doing a demo and he's doing it with a really cool company that Chicken Sauce.
Oh yeah.
I'd very much like to kind of just sneak off stage and just kind of try grab a little morsel off the side of that. Other than that, I'm more so just looking forward to bouncing around and trying absolutely everywhere.
Yeah,
I've never been there before. So my plan is to just enjoy the sunshine and eat as much as I possibly can.
The dream. It's going to be such a great weekend. And for anyone who wants to find out more from you and see more of your fab sandwich videos, where can they follow you online?
Bit of banging. Every time I say the name.
It's Bit_Banging.
Bit_Banging. The most Dublin young fella name of all time. But in fairness, I thought of it when I was 16 and I just haven't changed it since.
Well, you shouldn't change it now.
Well, I'm stuck with it now.
Tom, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast. And we'll see you at Taste of Dublin at Merrion Square from the 11th to 14th of June.
Thank you very much. I'll see you then. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big. 98FM. Brendan, you've got a story about a financial fallout on the way.
Yes, I do. She's the cat that got the cream, the best connected feline in fashion, and the envy of millions. But it turns out the so-called richest cat in the world is flat broke.
No.
I'm talking about Chepette.
This is Karl Lagerfeld's cat that he left all the money to.
Yeah. So the blue cream designer Moggy was once owned by Karl Lagerfeld. The fashion designer, now I didn't know this, the fashion designer adopted her as a kitten. But what actually happened was he was cat-sitting for a friend and refused to give her back. The friend came back from a couple of days. And also, I don't know the exact details. I think it was a friend of a friend. So I think someone owned Chepette.
Yeah.
They got a friend to cat-sit.
Wow.
That person then potentially outsourced the cat-sitting to Karl. And then when the friend came back from holiday, Karl was like, no, the cat's mine now.
He was taken by the cat.
And yeah, and he was
I've
like, no,
Chepette. I've attached to a few cats over the years that weren't my own.
But imagine if you like were cat sitting and you were like, no, I'm not giving you the cat back.
Oh, Chepette.
So that's how Chepette and Karl Lagerfeld came to be in the first place, right?
Wow.
So they hit it off and you'll have seen like over the years, Chepette always by his side at fashion shows, ferociously expensive lunches.
Very chic.
And always travelling by private jet.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. So when Karl Lagerfeld died in 2019, Chepette made headlines around the world because she had been left Karl's fortune.
So, do it myself.
It was rumoured at the time she was in line to inherit around 150 million euro.
That is outrageous.
This doesn't end there. separate to the 150 million.
I never knew it was that much. I thought it was about 6 mil.
Yeah, so yeah, because that's okay.
Yeah.
So separate to the 150 million rumoured, Chappette was also left 2 million separately from the will to make sure she didn't need, you know, for a thing.
Okay.
There was nothing she could want. Well, the claws are out. Because now it's being claimed that Chappette hasn't received a single cent.
Oh dear.
The blue-eyed Burman, that's her breed. She was left in the care of Karl Lagerfeld's housemaid, Françoise Carzot. Mm-hmm. Right? While Karl was alive and designing, Françoise had been Chappette's, get this, primary lady-in-waiting, diarist and caretaker.
Oh gosh.
Françoise has now told The Atlantic that she spent a fortune on expensive lawyers to claim the inheritance to ensure that Carl's wishes are properly respected.
Okay.
Without the money, Françoise says she's doing her best to ensure that Chappette wants for nothing.
Mm.
Now, you see, the thing is...
I love the expression, wants for nothing.
Yeah, wants for nothing. That and take to the bed.
Yeah.
You see, the thing is, Chappette now would take to the bed.
I'd say Chappette's taken to a very expensive
I'd
bed.
I'd say she has. The thing is, Françoise needs that money because she's gone part-time to support the cat.
Oh, I see.
You know, she needs...
Uh-huh.
She needs that couple of mil. So, the most
Where's
important
Where's the money,
thing,
Brendan?
Well, I resting in an account, I guess, inheritance and all that takes time.
It's taken a while.
It's taken quite a while. The most important thing, Françoise says, is that Chappette is happy and surrounded by love and affection. Here is Karl Lagerfeld talking about Chappette in an interview from 2017. And guys, I think we all need to find someone who speaks about us the way Karl speaks about Chappette.
You know, you have to see her. You would fall instantly in love with her because she's unbelievable. With this huge sapphire eyes and this beautiful white fur. She has several mates. She's never alone when I'm not there. She's like a chic lady, like a kept woman with her personal maid. Because a lot of things to do, to wash her eyes 5 times a day, to brush her white hair.
Oh.
She is a full-time job. I think I became a better person.
Isn't that adorable?
Gosh.
Now.
A kept woman.
Crucially, time is of the essence for Françoise.
Oh, right, okay.
Burman cats, which is Chappette's breed, live to about the ages of between 12 and 16.
Yeah, okay.
Chappette is 14.
Right, someone needs to give Chappette a few bob.
Chappette needs a few... a few whiskers.
A few dreamies for Chappette.
Yeah, a few dreamies. Or,
the what? Caviar, yes, I'd say the whole
I'd
lot.
I'd say the cat is flat out in the caviar. That is Brendan's pitch.
Get up! 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.